Hi everybody, welcome to our weekly Church at Home video sermon. This is your first time here. My name is Andrew Gill and I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. Today we're beginning a brand new series looking at the parables of Jesus. And we're going to start today with a parable of the sower. This is one of my favorite parables, but it's also one of my favorite parts of the whole Bible. And in fact, something that God used in my call to full-time ministry. I grew up going to church and came to faith at an early age. And once I was old enough, I started to help out in youth group. I volunteered at camp and spent most of my 20s involved in youth ministry, even being a full-time youth worker for a while. And during that time, I saw hundreds of people and over time, how they responded to hearing about the good news of Jesus. And it always concerned me about how people responded in different ways. There are some people that would hear the gospel and it never produced any faith in their life at all. Just went in one ear and out the other. There were some that heard the gospel and they came to faith and were so excited and passionate about it, but only for a little while. And they soon gave up and now they've no faith at all. Some people heard the gospel and though they came to faith, that faith didn't really seem to ever make too much difference in their lives. While then there were some that heard the gospel and came to faith and you could see that their faith was really important in their life. And you saw God do amazing things in their life and through their life. And years later, you can see that they're serving God and helping others and their faith is still growing. Why? Why do people respond in different ways? Well, this parable that I want us to look at this morning helps us to understand exactly what is going on. If we're going to be looking at parables, though, over the next few weeks, it's probably important that we understand what a parable is. A parable is a simple story that Jesus told about normal everyday life, but yet it contains a spiritual meaning. Now, for some people, this other meaning is completely hidden, but for those that are able to understand it, there's just deep spiritual truth that they can gain from it about the kingdom of God, about who Jesus is, and what it means to follow him. And this parable starts off with a farmer out sowing seed. And Jesus says that some of the seed falls on the path and people stand on it or birds come and take it away. Other seed falls on rocky ground. And so it starts to grow, but there's no roots. So once the sun comes out, there's no moisture, so it withers and dies. Other seed falls among thorns. And so while it does grow, thorns grow around it. And so it never produces any fruit. But some of the seed falls on good soil and it grows and it produces a crop even 100 times what was planted. And as Jesus finished, he called out, "Everyone who has ears to hear, let them hear." And that's a nice story about a farmer going out to plant seed. But what does it mean? What is the spiritual truth that we are to gain from this? The disciples were obviously a little bit confused about the true meaning of this parable. So they came to Jesus afterwards and asked him to explain. And so from Luke chapter 8, verses 11, he says this: "The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop." Jesus explains that just like the four types of soil, there are four types of people. Some people have a hard heart and they refuse to accept the word of God. Some people have a shallow heart that they accept it when it sounds good, but as soon as maybe life gets a little bit hard, they soon give up and turn away. Other people have a distracted heart or an overcrowded heart or a cluttered heart. So they accept the word of God, but they also hold on to all their worries and their desire for riches and their pleasures. And so the word of God just never has any room to fully grow and produce the fruit that it should. But the fourth type of people are like the fourth type of soil. They've got a heart that is open. They receive the word of God. They allow it to put its roots down. They're willing to make changes, willing to make sacrifices, and they produce a fruit in their lives. And when I started to understand this parable, it just made so much sense of what I'd seen in so many other people, that I could see how people I knew and came across demonstrated those four types of heart responses to hearing the gospel. That yes, there were people that had a hard heart, people that had a shallow heart, people that had a distracted heart, and people that had a good heart. This parable gave me understanding, but it also gave me a vision. Because what would life be like if people were like the fourth type of soil? What if our churches were full of people that when they heard the word of God, they accepted it, and through patience and perseverance allowed it to produce a fruit in their lives? And that vision led me on to where I am today. And that is my desire for the congregations of St. Andrews in Bray and in Black Rock, and even for you wherever you're watching this today, that we allow the word of God deep into our hearts. That you allow the gospel to put down its roots, that you survive the time of testing, and that you get rid of the worries, get rid of the desires for wealth and the other pleasures of this world, and allow God's word to do its will in your life so that you can produce a fruit. This parable has given me understanding. It's given me vision. But it's also challenged me a lot in my own life. Even this week, as I was reading it again and studying it, it challenges me because it's not just about how we heard the gospel once, but how we hear the gospel every time. You see, it's easy to open up a Bible, read a verse, and then immediately forget all about it. It's easy to go to church and be so excited or get caught up in the moment, but when it actually comes to living it out, it just all seems too hard. You know, it's easy to want the things of God, but to also hold on to our worries and to want our wealth and the pleasures of this world as well. But God gives us his word to produce a change in our life. He wants it to bear fruit. He wants us to have a good heart and to listen and to put into practice the things that we hear. So over these next few weeks, as we look at these parables, what is our response going to be? Are we going to have a hard heart? Are we going to have a shallow heart? Are we going to have a distracted heart? Or are we going to have a good heart? Because these parables paint pictures of God's kingdom. They show us the truth of who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. And the truth contained in these parables is amazing. And it can't but not produce a change in your life when it is heard and truly accepted. It can bear the most wonderful fruit, not only in your own life, but also in your family, in your community, in our church. It can even change the world. So as we listen to these parables, as we listen to any part of God's word, let us pray that God will give us a good heart and that he will give us ears to hear and a heart open to respond. I'm just going to lead us now in a prayer. And maybe as you're watching this, you just want to pray these words as well. As we come before God, wanting to be like that fourth type of soil and wanting to have a good heart that is open and honest and ready to receive his wonderful word of love and his gospel of truth in our life. So let's pray. Father God, give me ears to hear what your Spirit says to me now. Forgive my hard heart. I pray that neither demon nor distraction would snatch your word away from me today. Remove the rocks of pride in my life and allow the roots of the gospel to grow deep into my heart. Give me courage and faith to endure times of testing, and by your grace, keep me from falling away. Help me to get rid of the weeds of worries, the thorns of greed, and my desire for the pleasures of this world, so that your word would bear the fruit of love in my life. Amen.